I'm Renee Gattell in Phoenix, where state lawmakers began the year with a happy problem: what to do with a $1.1 billion surplus. It took 6 months to work out the details, but they eventually agreed to give it back. They reduced income taxes by 5% a year over the next 2 years and cut property taxes over the next three. All in all, the cuts amount to more than $1 billion.
It's the largest tax cut in Arizona history.
That's State Senator Dean Martin, a Republican from North Phoenix. To him, the decision was simple. The extra money didn't belong to the government in the first place.
The taxpayers overpaid, and it's very important that we give them back what they paid. You don't go to a restaurant and not get your change back.
Arizona is one of 20 states that used their surpluses this year to reduce income taxes. In Oklahoma, lawmakers voted to increase the state income tax deduction over the next 4 years. And many other states, including Kansas, Indiana, and Maryland, took a whack at property taxes. But here in Arizona, some see the tax cuts as a lost opportunity. Democratic Senator Richard Miranda of West Phoenix says the surplus could have helped Arizona's schools or provided better health care. Plus, he doesn't think an income tax cut is fair.
Someone who earns over $1 million is going to get $12,000 back, whereas working families who earn between $20,000 and $50,000 are only going to get anywhere from $25 to $75.
Cities didn't like the income tax cut either. Because of a system of revenue sharing, the reductions could eventually cost Phoenix about $10 million. Karen Peters represented the city at the legislature this spring.
Well, $10 million represents about 120 police officers. So if you're not able to hire them, that's a significant problem.
Nevertheless, the tax cuts are politically popular this election year, and property owners will get their new, lower tax bills later this month. For NPR News, I'm Renee Gattell in Phoenix.